Yeah. Good morning. Going to get started. Good to see everybody this morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Walnut Grove on a beautiful Lord's Day. You come because you're prepared to worship this morning. You're looking forward to connecting in the body of Christ, experiencing the oneness, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit as the body. I feel like there's something else going on I should know about. We welcome you this morning. Let's stand for the call to worship, shall we, and begin by lifting our voices in praise. Spirit of the living God.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh.
grace.
How great thou art. 77. Let's sing together. Take some time now just to move into this special moment of worship, attitude of praise in our hearts. If you have a word of testimony, a word of thanks to share with God this morning. Bailey?
The doctor said my mama had cancer, but God said no.
I know. they pay all that money for education for a good reason, but sometimes, you know, you just run up to those things. Any good doctor will tell you. All right, Flo?
We traveled 3,000 miles.
We didn't know you'd gone anywhere. Mike drove the whole way? 3,000 miles. And we enjoyed your journey, and the chronicler is not here today. Brenda's out sick. But praise the Lord for a good trip. Other words of praise and testimony this morning. Jessica?
I'm thankful for friends and friends that are like family. Ashley realized a dream she's had for over a decade on Friday, and she now owns 2 horses, and there are several people in this room that make it happen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a good gift and a good dream fulfilled. Is that Colleen?
It is.
That little tiny woman?
In town, and I have not seen them both together in years and years, and so it has just been.
Praise God. Amen. All right. Others. Oh, these have been wonderful days, wonderful weeks and months in the Lord. It is a joy to see so many folks right here because, frankly, that real estate's kind of sparse on most Sundays. Kind of glad y'all are here. No obligations involved, except. All right. Other praise? Well, let's. Oh, I'm sorry, Sean. I saw you earlier. But don't point that finger at me.
Hi, Calendar. Praying for the scene on the news. Them 20 athletes in Georgia on the football team all got, after practice, 20 athletes from a high school come to their coach. The coach got them baptized after practice, and the school board let the coach go over
there. That's, yeah, well, you know what? He probably feels like it was worth the price of admission.
That's 20 more than the kingdom, amen.
Amen. We'll take that. We're going to have some acceptable losses along the way. I realized there was a congregation recently who thought they might need to give up everything in order to follow the Lord. I'm reminded. All right. Others? Thank you, Sean. Let's move to our prayer concerns. People we're praying for this time. Kevin?
You definitely need to be praying for Linda. She is improving, but she needs our prayers, and so does Anil.
Anil had surgery on Sunday to update, and serious surgery she'd had about 20 years ago had to be updated and redone. And then Linda fell while walking the other day and just seriously tore up her knees and had to have surgery. She broke, fractured her wrist. Pray for Linda Laster and continue to pray for Inel.
And Trish as well.
Trish, as she continues to try. Now she's taking care of multiple people. Yes, ma'am.
Let's pray especially for Butch, because I know he's loved.
Yes.
Well, that's going to have to be a focus today, right?
Yes.
It definitely has to be a focus today. I'm so happy. Look, Erin knows how this is done. She's just going to walk around with the baby, too. That's the way you do it, folks. All right, who else? Yes, ma'am.
I've got two. Dylan got in a car wreck yesterday morning, and he's fine. I mean, he's, you know, for the most part fine. He's got a pretty seriously sprained wrist, but the car's kind of trashed, and it was brand new to him. And he's only had it a couple of months, and he's just upset. So.
Okay.
And then Chris is having hip replacement surgery on December 1st. So if you guys can just keep him in your prayers.
So Chris for a hip replacement surgery on December 1st. Okay. And I don't know how siblings work, but Ashley did just pick up 2 horses. She's got a spare if Dustin. Other concerns this morning?
Transplant, and she still needs a kidney.
Still needs a kidney.
Praying for a kidney for her.
or God's kidney in God's time. Others? Sean?
Continue for my father. I believe the Lord has just about got his room ready in the house.
Okay.
You know, come take him home.
Amen.
Very all right, close. Brother.
We will. And that's Lloyd. Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Flo?
My stepdaughter Teresa had some issues with nerves lately.
Okay. All right. Others?
Miss Jessica Henderson.
Jessica Henderson. All right. Well, folks, we have been moved to depths of faith in prayer these days. God has been so responsive. He asked us to be responsive, and we became responsive, and God has been even more responsive. So we press into the Lord now for His will to be laid over every one of these concerns. This is a kingdom moment, so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, just the privilege of addressing you in that way gives such meaning to everything else we can muster, because there is nothing above you. There's nothing before you. And you've given us such a privilege to become your children. We praise you today for the vastness of your goodness. Our thoughts of you can't contain what the mind of faith tempts us with, God. We know the vastness, but also the intimacy. We thank you today for the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. We thank you for Jesus, our King. Knowing today that because of what has been accomplished on the cross, we can stand as free people. And yes, we've experienced the pains and traumas of this world, but we do not suffer and we do not grieve as others grieve. We have even your divine assistance in our worst hour of need. God, enable this worship. Anoint this time with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, to alter the agenda, to take over our time. And God, where there are hard, unyielding hearts this morning, this could be a complete waste of time, but pray that you would reach even them. And God, in the mystery of this relationship, you invited us to partner with you and pray for all manner of things according to your will in the strong name of Jesus. Today we pray for Butch Lancaster, Lord. God, you know we need an intervention there physically. And we don't know what you need in that, Lord, but we pray that you will be pressing it home and bringing him to a place of renewed physical strength. Help him to participate today in ways that we don't understand, and help his family to feel his blessing. We pray for Inel and Linda, for all the others named, God. Praying for your absolute best, and for all the opposition and every spirit that tears away and tears down to be removed, so your perfect work of healing can. Now, God, again, as we ask, glorify yourself in this service, even as we pray together the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. So we want to take a few minutes to talk about some announcements that need to be made. But this is Thanksgiving week coming, and so the daycare, I think, Becky, will it be closed Wednesday as well? Wednesday through Friday. So church office, I think Becky's maybe planning to be here some on Wednesday, but essentially midweek, the church office will be closed. So be aware of that. And because of that, we will not be having a Thursday evening prayer in the sanctuary. But Bible study on Tuesday will take place. Then in 2 weeks, we have a couple of events. We have the ladies' gathering. Bailey, go ahead.
That was supposed to be the 9th, not the 2nd.
So okay, got 3 weeks.
Yes.
I see what's going on here.
Please don't come on the 2nd.
Joy, you got to go anyway. All right. And on the December the 3rd, the Sunday school will combine to do the work for Rosewood Assisted Living. Okay. And then we'll have, after worship, we will have the holiday meal, which combines our Thanksgiving and our Christmas meal. So be prepared for that as well, okay, and listen for more. Jessica, do you need to say anything about the emphasis during Advent?
No, just that we will be having an Advent emphasis every Sunday of Advent. And so every Sunday before, we will share details and how you can participate.
Okay, thank you. Now, today is a big day in terms of our communications. We've been studying and looking at ways to better connect everybody together. And not everybody texts, and not everybody emails, and all those things. So the solution is kind of difficult, but we have found a way that other churches use to more deeply connect people to the information the church produces. So if there's a calendar or there's an event, it's out there for you, and you can get a hold of it. Now, I don't want to debate you about your computer skills or whether or not to use a smarter or dumb phone. But if you have a computer in your house or a computer access to a family member, you can log on to Realm and access the church's information. If you use a smartphone, you can download an app. We have a Walnut Grove Methodist Church app with Realm. And you can open that thing on your phone, and it will automatically have every stitch of information it's possible to access about what's going on at the church. It's secure. It's only available to members and attenders. And it has as much information in it as you want to provide. If you're a leader of any group, like Becky, or Jessica, or Mac, your ministry area is on there, and it's fully available to you. You can do anything you want to it. Add members, take members away, send messages from that. People will get that. If they're in your group, they'll get that from the missions committee. With Jessica as the leader, the communication will go back and forth like that. It's a wonderful way for us to eliminate so much headache in trying to keep everybody connected. Also, we have over 60 people on our prayer chain, but we have over 80 people in as attenders. We have 130 members. So it's a way for everybody to access all the information. Now, so you get on your computer and you log on, and you go to onrealm.org, Walnut Grove, NC. And we've got other places. Is this published in the bulletin? Take that home with you. Or you scan these here for the apps. One is for Google and one is for iPhone. The app is the way to go because on the go, we're going to be doing the prayer concerns and things like that eventually exclusively through that. But if you're on the website, see, you go into your computer at night, you'll see the prayer concerns because they'll be on your computer as well. So, This is our solution. It's what we're investing all of our effort in, and so we hope you'll help us. You log in. Many of your names are already there. We sometimes like have one family member, like Mike Hooker, knowing that he's also got Brenda, but we just put Mike. He has to add, you know, let him add Brenda and all that stuff. Birthdays, anniversaries, if he can think of it, stuff like that. So you're in charge of your own information, and only the leadership will be able to see the most heavy details, but it's all there for you, okay? So please join us in this effort. If you have gotten an invite, if you haven't been invited, it's because we didn't have your email address, or we had the wrong one, we found out. So if you get on there and provide your email address, or you provide us with an email address, we can get you invited, which is a little bit easier process to get in, okay? All right, anybody got a question? All right, Kevin?
One more announcement.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
2 weeks ago, I presented the hymnal that the Administrative Council had approved to, as we go forward, as a new church, and that's what it is. We are a new church. And so I encourage those between now and the end of the year to give a little extra. Just designate your funds on your check or in an envelope as you give your offering. And by the end of the year, we're just going to believe we're going to have enough to order the first 100. So we thank you, and it is such a blessing. Thank you. Oh, and thank you to Mr. and Ms. Johnson and their son for the vinyl stickers to cover.
Just one black dot is all we order.
Black dot. I love it.
Let's have the ushers come to the altar, and we'll prepare to receive the tithe and offering.
Your perfect grace every day is a day of thanksgiving. In a form of us showing that is bringing our tithes to you. Our first fruit, saying, Lord, we thank you. Bless this offering, Lord, as we set it upon your altar. May it be pleasing to you, and may it advance your kingdom through this body called the Holy Spirit. And for that we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Let us stand for the reading of the gospel. Jesus said, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much more. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also who had received the 1 talent came forward and saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.' The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us present our offering.
Be bringing the message today.
If any children want to go to children's church, they're welcome to come.
All right.
And Chris, my car is open if anybody brought stuff for the Little Soup Kitchen, or I will take money.
So Judy wants to remind you that today is the third Sunday, which means it's Woodruff Soup Kitchen Supply Day. Her car is here and it's open if you have supplies, and she'll take your money if you would rather give that. So be aware of that. There we go. Hey. All right. I was kind of expecting Aaron to go running out. There was a day. All right. Hey, John. Who's that?
This is my nephew.
Hey, buddy. We've been talking about gifting and seeking gifts God desires for us to have. And the Bible is pretty explicit in the New Testament about going after and receiving the good things God has for each of us. And part of that has just been trying to be an incite you to go, stir you to go and seek those gifts. Again, not for the sake of the gifts, but because of the giver. So we're going to have one, we're going to look a little more at it today, and then we'll take a break. Of course, we've got Thanksgiving and Advent and Christmas, but then we'll get back to the gifts full speed on in January. We've got some ideas and plans for Bible study and different things, but we'll unveil all that in time to come. God's a rocker. Flo. Wouldn't want to embarrass you, Flo. So we've been discussing how the scriptures tell us to seek gifting from God in order to serve the kingdom of God. But today I want to focus for a minute on our obligations concerning gifts that God provides. So let's pray. Father, send your spirit into this message as your word goes forth into our hearts. Dwell closely with each one of us in our spirit and communicate from your heart to ours. Use human words when necessary. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. So the parable, of course, is preached from a lot. And I don't usually stop preaching when somebody walks in, but I just feel like I should wait while Sean sits. And so, usually when this parable is looked at in church, it's always talked about from the understanding that a talent was money, had monetary value, and of course the main emphasis would be on being very productive with God's resources and being a useful servant in the kingdom by managing God's resources well. I want to go a little bit in that direction, but I want to remind you that one talent. All right, so there are three people who receive 5, 2, and 1 talent. A talent, one talent, was over 100 pounds of silver. It was the equivalent of 6,000 denarii. Okay? And one denarii, which is a silver coin, was equal to one day's pay to the average worker. So to have a talent was to have 16 years worth of salary for the average person in that time. Okay, so when Jesus starts this parable, of course, the jaws fall open, right? Such a vast, exorbitant amount of money Jesus is talking about here. I'm sure he had their attention. And so this master gave 5 talents to one, gave 2 to another, and finally 1 to another servant. But at the end of verse 15, if I read that verse, to one he gave 5, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. You see, the master had made an assessment of the servant and knew the capabilities of each. The master did not set out to punish any. We don't have any indication here that the master in Jesus' parable was vindictively looking to get rid of somebody or to cause them to compete with one another or for one to say, I've got all the talents. None of that was happening here. It says, to each according to his ability. And so if we're going to make this application today, we're going to make it to each one of us according to our own ability. Because as we've emphasized in recent weeks, we all have gifts from God as he gifts us and gives us talents for service in his kingdom and in serving the church. But God's grace is, because obviously the master is to be likened to God, God gives graces to an individual based on that individual's who they are as a person. Not everybody has, superstar Billy Graham style, super ninja Christian gifting. But to every single person in the kingdom of God, God has granted gifting. Whether it be one, two, or five, or more. But it's always with the intention, and here's the big part. I don't want to skip to the end. I think I'll wait. The things God is going to call you to do, the rivers God is going to call you to ford, the enemies God is going to cause you to outwit and disable, all take into account who you are and the gift package that you have. God doesn't never call an orange to become an apple. God always knows when he deals with this one individual exactly what the potential is. And even in ways that we can't imagine, as we have all kind of lived through recently ourselves. The thing is, there is an expectation. And we'll see this from the Master. Yes, he entrusted five to the servant who got the five. But he was not satisfied that he got five back, but that he got 10. He gave two to the one servant, but he was not satisfied that he would just get the two back. He was wanting to see four. There was the one servant who got one talent, who really felt like he got through pretty well. He went and hid it so that he wouldn't lose it. And in returning it to the master, he felt like he'd done the very best he could. And he told the master, I know you can be hard to deal with. You're a tough customer, so I buried it. And here it is, safe. The master couldn't have been more incensed that he got his talent back. And that's proof in the parable that what the master wanted to see was an increase. The potential to increase is within each one of God's servants. And the most disappointing thing I think Jesus is pointing to here is the failure to improve. And the only way we can become improved in the kingdom of God is to go out and try harder. No. Thank you. You got to lean into God more. You have to lean in more. When dealing with gifting, it's the same as dealing with faith. We talked about prayer and other things as the same thing as when you first received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's simple, trusting faith. You weren't a believer until you knew you believed. And you're not exercising faith in prayer until you know you believe. And you're not exercising faith in using gifting until you know you're exercising your potential. And the only way you can do that, remember that bridge? You got to go out there on the edge and start building in air. So many of us are comfortable that we spend our entire life. For some of us, we're really old. We spend a lot of time guarding and protecting our little bubble of what we're good at, what's safe, what doesn't. We don't risk it. Pretty content to get into our old age with what we took in. But God is expecting so much more. I've been interviewing a lot of people recently for different things, and one thing that's clear is all these gray-headed people start coming up. And they all saying the same thing, and I know they'd only halfway believe me when I say, we're hearing this all the time. I'm just too old. I didn't think I'd be doing this. But God is calling to older people, even in this generation, I think because of this generation, to say, let's get this ball across the line. And knowing that what they possess and the knowledge and the usefulness they've had, they will be productive. But let's think about that for a minute. The Holy Spirit would never give any gift to a person in the kingdom of God to trip that person up. to cause that person to believe wrongly or to behave or act out in a way that would bring disaster. And yet the only way possible forward is to go in faith to God. We not only receive gifting from God and seeking the gifting of God, we have to go seeking God's instruction and His wisdom. The first one took 5 talents. I'm sure he didn't carry it around with him. I don't know how you could move that much, you know. But he went out and represented those 5 talents. He was shrewd and he traded and he made smart, risky decisions and he brought back a lot of return. There's risk involved in all your choices. Maybe you're the person this is for today and you face a choice, a decision for change. Let God hear me say that it's sometimes you have to trust beyond what you've known to this point. But having confidence in the opportunity that God allows you to have. You see, the one with 5 didn't get 3 because that's not enough. The master saw that 5 talents would be a stretch. But he knew what would happen if servant with 5 talents did what his potential allowed him to do. So many times our self-talk and our self-opinion is so small, it prevents us from living out the fullness of a life God has prepared us for. But the Holy Spirit would never allow you to get into something just to lead you into a snare. But your situation requires God's activity. It requires God's action, His intervention. And you are His person. 5 talents would be too much for some people. And God knows that too. But that doesn't mean that a person who can't handle 5 talents can't be taught, can't learn, can't be very productive with 2 talents. The wise master distributes according to ability and potential. Now, here's what I want to start closing with. The Lord wants to see constant improvement in those who exercise their gifting. To the master, all 3 servants were equally able. In the sense that they could be trusted. So even though you have 1 with 1 and 1 with 2 and 1 with 5, to the master, they all started out on equal ground as people who could exercise potential. And then according to their experience and their level of wisdom and what the master assessed in them, they received 5, 2, and 1. But notice the way they thought about the master. And that's everything. And this is what I want to leave you with today. 2 of those guys were exactly the same. The one who got 5 and the one who got 2. They both understood that the master trusted them. I don't know if there was any 2-talent envy on the one guy's part. But there was definitely, they both had this knowledge. They had been trusted. Folks, what would it do for you today to hear me say that you're not excluded from God's trust? That God has trusted you. And it might not have been with the 5 talents or to be a 5-star general or whatever. But God trusted you. And He looked at you with the same level of trust that He would accept any other of His servants. The difference being, He'd understand your skill level. They went out, they felt empowered, and they went and they proved the master's trust of them. But then there was one. He didn't think about the master's assessment of him. He thought of the master's intent. And the potential to really mess up. And so he thought the best thing to do was go and bury his talent. You know, there's not anybody, Lloyd or anybody else, as they approach their homegoing with faith in Christ, there's not anybody sitting there thinking, I wish I'd made 10 more bucks. Or if I had just been busier in my declining days, that would have been good. Now, most people want to have appreciated the life they've been given. And for many people, that means family and babies and grandbabies and spouses and all that. But in another way, it means that there's a life, as Mike and Flo, Boyce, Brenda, they went on their trip and discovered, renewed their, refreshed, reminded themselves, God has given us the kingdom to appreciate and enjoy. But if I'm over here just working away on this nut, you know, got to bury this acorn, got to keep it safe. Maybe it says more about our opinion of the master than we think. And so, as last week, I come encourage you today, have more faith in the one who has faith in you. It's about him. It's about his kingdom. He wants you to be productive in his kingdom. Whether there be two, five, or even one talent. The one servant tried so hard not to lose anything. But at the master's accounting, he lost it all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, today, family has come home. Don't worry, she's still in the building. We're so excited to be able to take part in this beautiful moment with Lucy today. But I want to take a second and say to anyone else, if you have not taken your vows for Walnut Grove at Global Methodist Church, you need to do that. When we transferred over, we were simply Walnut Grove Church. Now we've aligned with a denomination, and the membership vows include that. So you definitely need to retake those vows. And so I want you to be intentional about it. Hear me say, your name will not be on the roll unless you can do that for me. So please be mindful of that. And we're going to, if you want to come now and join the church, it's as good a time as any. You've got a bunch of people standing up here. All right. And then little children. Let's have Lucy bring her family up front. Anybody else who wants to join? How far God has brought us. We acknowledge in baptism that we're incorporated into the body of Christ, spanning the ages of Christian history from every tribe, language, and nation. We embark on a new journey as we remember that our faith is ancient and has stood the test of time. Dearly beloved, our Lord has expressly given little children a place among the people of God, whose holy privilege must not be denied them. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
how he said, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." As new members of this congregation of the Global Methodist Church, we renew our baptismal vows and profess the faith of the church that has been handed down to us. Do you believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Do you renounce the devil and all his works and reject the evil powers of this world? Do you repent of your sin, turn to Jesus Christ, and confess him as your Lord and Savior? Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? Do you accept the responsibility to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present by the grace and power of God? Will you obediently keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in them all the days of your life by the grace and power of God? Do you accept as your duty and privilege to live before this child a life that becomes the gospel, to exercise all godly care that she be brought up in the Christian faith, that she be taught the Holy Scriptures, and that she learn to give reverent attendance upon the private and public worship of God? Will you endeavor to keep this child under the ministry and guidance of the church until, by the power of God, she may accept for herself the gift of salvation, affirm these vows as her own, and be accepted as a full and responsible member of Christ's Holy Church? To the congregation, will you who witness these vows encourage these persons in their faith and do all in your power to support this child in her life in Christ? Let us confess our faith as contained in the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give our thanks to the Lord our God. It is good and right to give Him thanks and praise. We do give You thanks, Almighty and ever-living Father, and we praise You for Your infinite goodness and mercy. Above all, we thank You for Your most dearly beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. As He hung upon the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, from His side flowed both water and blood for the healing and cleansing of the world. After His resurrection, He commanded His disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We ask You now to sanctify this gift of water by the power of Your Holy Spirit. Grant that all who receive it may receive all the fullness of Your grace. Until Lucy is led to profess faith in Christ as her Savior, is cleansed from all sin, and ever remains faithful in her risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You can let me hold her?
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Anna won't run like She won't run like Anna did.
Oh, I remember that. I do remember. Ooh. Oh, oh, oh. Look. Now, this is awkward. Is this good? What name is given this child?
Lucy May.
Lucy May. Baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Place your hand. Holy Spirit, work within this child's life. Build her day by day into the knowledge of You. Invest her with the power and gift and to serve You with the life of effective discipleship in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right.
Hi.
All right.
You want this one?
No. I mean, sure. And a little bit more we're going to do, because this problem, this church is going to stop. All right. Let us welcome Lucy as a newly baptized member of Christ Church.
We welcome
you and receive you into the fellowship of the church. We promise to surround you in a community of love and forgiveness as you grow in Christ, so that you may confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in the royal priesthood of all his people, to the glory of his name. Amen. We've got just a few more questions. Okay? Brothers and sisters in Christ, as members of a particular expression of the Christian faith, the Global Methodist Church, we recommit ourselves to our Wesleyan heritage in this congregation. Will you live a life of holiness? I commit myself to a life of personal and social holiness going on to Christian perfection. Will you attend to the ordinances of God? I commit myself to remember my baptism and receive Holy Communion regularly and practice the means of grace to keep my faith vibrant and growing. Will you give your life in service to Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit? I commit myself to hold fast to the doctrine, spirit, and discipline of our Wesleyan witness. I will worship passionately in the spirit of our heritage of faith. I will love extravagantly with the mercy and compassion of Jesus Christ. I will witness boldly and powered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Father God, we humbly lay Walnut Grove Methodist Church, the newly formed Global Church, and the Church Universal at your feet, knowing it is not ours, but yours. Lord Jesus, you said that you would be lifted up and would draw all people to you. Transform your church into a community that lifts up your name, proclaiming the kingdom of God where every tribe, language, and nation will worship before the throne. Fill us with the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit to serve you faithfully in this world. May it be so. Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
All right, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Right here. We got a little bit more to go.
Congratulations. I'm sorry, Dave couldn't be here.
How are you doing, brother?
Still well?
You look great.
Hey, we are.
Thank you.
Oh,
I got a picture.
We want to take time now. We always allow just a little time at the end. You may have come today with business you want to conduct with the Lord. This altar is where that can occur. And if you need assistance at the altar, you need someone to pray with you, or you just want to talk something through, just raise your hand while you're down here. But we're going to take a minute, have a song, and if no one comes to the altar, well, do that business in your seat.
If you were an honest person today and you were willing to receive anything God could receive, give you, then you've received something today, a token of something that you can't get any other way than from His hand. And so we praise God for that. We rejoice as we continue to close our service with 408, The Gift of Love, the staff.
Peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.